Trump's endorsement record sits at 163-10 after perfect picks in KS, Me, Mo. By Nick Gilbertson on August 3, 2022. Candidates backed by former President Donald J. Trump are now 163-10 in statewide and federal races in 2022 after a perfect night in Kansas, Michigan, and Missouri. His candidates are undefeated so far in Arizona. But results are still pending in the gubernatorial race, while he also has two candidates in Washington whose races are still awaiting results. All five of the 45th president's picks in Kansas officially secured their nominations Tuesday night, according to the Associated Press election results compiled by the New York Times. Senator Jerry Moran, RKS, handily beat out his primary challenger Joan Farr, while Attorney General Derek Schmidt blew out his opponent Arlen Briggs in the contest for the gubernatorial nomination. Reps. Tracy Mann, RKS, Jake LaTurner, RKS, and Ron Estes, RKS, officially clinched their nominations as well. It was a similar story in Michigan, where all eight candidates with Trump's backing advanced to the general election. John Gibson, GOP gubernatorial nominee Tudor Dixon, headlined the contests in the Great Lakes state. Gibbs proved victorious in his race against Representative Peter Meyer, Army, who was one of the 10 impeachment Republicans. Dixon advanced to the general after securing 40.6% of the vote, nearly doubling her closest competitor Kevin Rink at 21.9%. The remaining Trump-backed candidates who secured nominations in Michigan include Representative Jack Bergman, Republican nominee for the 1st Congressional District. Representative John Molinar, Republican nominee for the 2nd Congressional District. Representative Bill Huizinga, Republican nominee for the 4th Congressional District. Representative Tim Walberg, Republican nominee for the 5th Congressional District. Representative Lisa McClain, Republican nominee for the 9th Congressional District. John James, Republican nominee for the 10th Congressional District. The winning continued in Missouri, where Attorney General Eric Schmidt, one of the RKS Trump endorsed in the race Monday night, clinched the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate. Reps. Blaine Lutkemeyer, RMO, Sam Graves, RMO, and Jason Smith, RMO, all advanced to the general election in their re-election bids. Out in Arizona, Blake Masters, along with five other candidates, took home nominations, while three races remain undecided, though Trump-endorsed candidates lead them all. Masters ran as a populist candidate and beat out opponents including Jim Lamone and Mark Brnovich, securing 39% of the vote with 78% reporting. Trump-backed gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake has taken an over 11,000 vote lead with 80% of the vote reported in her contest against Karen Taylor Robson, who is backed by former Vice President Mike Pence. Further results in the race for Maricopa County are not expected until 7 p.m. local time, according to County Recorder Stephen Richer. Aside from Masters, the other five candidates who clinched nominations Tuesday include Eli Crane, Republican nominee for the 2nd Congressional District. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican nominee for the 5th Congressional District. Representative Debbie Lesko, Republican nominee for the 8th Congressional District. Representative Paul Gosar, Republican nominee for the 9th Congressional District. State Representative Mark Fincham, Republican nominee for Secretary of State. Abe LaMotta, Republican nominee for Attorney General. Representative David Schweikert, Republican nominee for the 1st Congressional District. Similar to Arizona, results have stalled in Washington State, where Trump-backed candidates Joe Kent and Lauren Culp challenged pro-impeachment reps. Jamie Herrera Butler, RWE, and Dan Newhouse, RWE. Kent sits in third place in the open primary race for the 3rd Congressional District with 57% reporting, while Culp is also in third place with 47% reporting in the 4th Congressional District. Both candidates need to come in at least second place in order to ensure their advancements to the general election. Trump entered the evening with an endorsement record of 147-10 following a major win in Maryland, where his candidate Dan Cox blew out Kelly Schultz, who was endorsed by Governor Larry Hogan, RMD. His endorsement record is now perfect in 26 states in statewide and federal races following Tuesday, and it could very well grow by the end of Wednesday. Texas, 24-0. Indiana, 6-0. Ohio, 16-0. West Virginia, 2-0. Kentucky, 6-0. Pennsylvania, 8-0. Alabama, 6-0. Arkansas, 5-0. California, 7-0, 8-0 with Representative Connie Conway's, RCA, special election victory. Iowa, 4-0. Mississippi, 1-0. Montana, 2-0. New Jersey, 1-0. South Dakota, 1-0. Nevada, 2-0. North Dakota, 2-0. Virginia, 4-0. Alaska, 1-0. Colorado, 1-0. Illinois, 4-0. Oklahoma, 4-0. Utah, 3-0. Maryland, 1-0. Kansas, 5-0. Missouri, 4-0. Michigan, 7-0. Moreover, the 45th president's endorsement record remains perfect in his U.S. Senate endorsements, with Masters' win in Arizona, Schmidt's victory in the Show Me State, and Moran's win in Kansas. The 13 other U.S. Senate candidates who have prevailed in their primaries include J.D. Vance, Republican nominee for U.S. Senate Ohio; Senator Mike Crapo, R.I.D., Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Idaho; Senator Rand Paul, R.K.Y., Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Kentucky; Representative Ted Budd, R.N.C., Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in North Carolina; Dr. Mehmet Oz, Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania; Senator John Boozman, R.R., Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Arkansas; Herschel Walker, Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Georgia; Senator Chuck Grassley, R.Y., Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Iowa; former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Nevada; Senator John Hoeven, R.N.D., Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in North Dakota; Senator Tim Scott, R.S.C., Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in South Carolina; Katie Britt, Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Alabama; Senator Mike Lee, R.U.T., Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Utah. The midterm primaries pick up again Thursday night in Tennessee. Correction: the number of successful endorsements previously included state legislature races from one state. The number has been updated from 172 to 163.